AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Security's been ratcheted up in New York City as former President Donald Trump heads there today, ahead of tomorrow's scheduled arraignment in a Manhattan courthouse. Our Sagar Magani reports.
Donald Trump's campaign says it raised millions of dollars in just hours after word of the indictment broke last week.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says there are no threats against the city, but he warns certain protesters.
Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger.
Our Julie Walker reports from Trump Tower, where the president is expected this afternoon.
Metal barricades, police, Secret Service. Otherwise, it's business as usual. The building is open. People wander through the lobby and take pictures.
President Biden today is heading to the Minneapolis area to talk about clean energy production. The Biden administration speaking out against announced oil production cuts by Saudi Arabia and other leading oil-producing nations, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We don't think that production cuts are advisable at this moment, given the market uncertainty, and we made that clear.
The National Weather Service is issuing warnings ahead of more bad weather for the Midwest tomorrow. Lawmakers in several states are looking at new safety measures for schools after last week's massacre in Nashville, Tennessee. At the CMT Paramount Music Awards last night, artist Kelsey Ballerini called out the names of the children and three adults killed.
On August 21st, 2008, I watched Ryan McDonald, my 15-year-old classmate at Central High School, lose his life to a gun in our cafeteria.
Florida's governor today signed a measure that eliminates the need for a permit to carry a gun in public. This is AP News. Dungeons and Dragons was the most watched movie this weekend at the box office.
What's trying to kill us this time?
Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves opened this past weekend with $38.5 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. Dungeons & Dragons was able to ride the tide of strong word of mouth and good reviews. It knocks last week's champ John Wick Chapter 4 down to second. Third place this week is a tie between Scream 6 and His Only Son. Creed 3 takes number 5. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Tonight's NCAA championship will be the last one called by a nearly 40-year veteran sportscaster, Jim Nance. After calling more than 350 games, he's been given the key to the city of Houston, and two streets near the stadium are named in his honor, Jim Nance Way and Hello Friends Boulevard. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.